is the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.
A very reflective edition of the Cliffo and Bronte podcast today. Both of us in separate segments, holding the mirror up at ourselves and taking a bit of a critical look.
Very good self-awareness from us. Pat on the back. Well done. Let's not think about the fact that my...
I'm thinking about mine and hitting myself hard.
My introspect came because I presented not my best version, but arguably my real version to my in-laws over the weekend.
You were honest about it. You were real about it.
And it's not my fault. I was triggered. You'll be triggered too when you hear why.
My one was listing out my obsessive tendencies and then going, but I'm not the only one. And having you guys call up and back
Make
me
us feel
up.
Better.
In my career. Yeah, that's right.
But then you also almost went down the slippery slope of adding more things to your...
You'll hear that.
Yeah.
Thank you for pulling me out of that void.
Yep.
Will Anderson and Charlie Clawson too. Will Anderson, probably one of Australia's premier stand-up comedians. Charlie Clawson, Home and Away fame.
Yep.
Killing it on Listener. After you listen to our podcast.
Of course.
They'll tell you about theirs.
In that kind of voice as well. They're very mellow.
They make us FM jocks sound very excited, don't they? It's coming up. Cliffo and Bronte podcasting.
Bonjour, it's Pink. Enchanté, merci.
Pink in Paris with Carrie and Tommy.
If it's good with you, I'm just going to firmly leave this one in your... Leave this ball in your court
you
today.
You know what this is now?
Thanks to you. I was very, very confused this morning.
It was 5:30 in the morning. It's fair enough.
Sorry, I don't know what's going on there.
Oh, it's fine.
It literally just started on its own.
It's a good song.
Wait!
So, we've got the new code word that you will need to give out when you get the call out, 131060. The code word for today is escargot. Escargot or escargot?
Escargot.
Which, as you learned this morning, is?
Snails.
Correct.
It's the, I don't know if the place I went to was just like heavy on the garlic.
Yeah.
But very garlicky snails.
You often can't really tell that they're snails, except for the fact they come in little shells that you have to remove.
All I could taste was garlic.
That's great. That means they've done well.
And I admire Michelle's because Michelle was like, I don't think so.
They're not too bad. If you win this, you and your bestie, you got to try some escargot.
All right, Parisian. So that is your code word, E-S-C-A-R-G-O-T.
Yes.
Escargot.
Escargot.
Is your code word. We are really getting more complex.
Like, we are.
Gone are the Carrie days, the Paris days, the Tommy days.
Done.
Escargot, your daily code word for Pink in Paris, 131060. When the ticket window opens this morning after 9 and right across from Most Music Workday.
This is Clickbait Cliffo. On
it. You gave us homework.
I gave you homework.
What's that about?
This may be the first ever Clickbait Cliffo that comes with homework. I wanted everyone to think back to the car you learnt to drive in.
Mm-hmm.
I know you didn't like it, but have you done your homework?
I have, yes. I have done my homework. I'm scared to tell you because when I tell people this, they judge. Before they know about this car.
I don't know if it can be worse than mine, so...
It's not... Okay.
I think all of us learnt to drive in an embarrassing car, didn't we?
Yeah. I learned to drive in a Mercedes, but it was an old one!
That's embarrassing for a different reason.
It was a bomb! Okay. It was a bomb!
You are going to relate to this story. Clickbait headline today that got me. Teenager takes 900K Lambo for a spin after school. Now, this story is all over the socials this morning. I was talking to producer Alicia about this one. She spotted this as well. And I think it's because of the imagery.
Right.
There is nothing more ridiculous looking than nearly $1 million Lamborghini.
See?
With L plates on.
Oh, God. Is it turbo charge or something? I thought learners can't drive on certain cars.
That's new info to me.
I completely made that up. I thought that was a thing.
Look, you wouldn't want your 16-year-old learning to drive.
No.
On a sports car like this.
No.
But it was, yeah, living in Melbourne, private school.
Of course.
Probably in Brighton.
Probably in Brighton or Toorak.
Toorak. According to the website Car Expert, this particular Lamborghini style was last sold in Australia in 2017. So it's an older model.
Okay, right.
And it went for a tidy cost of $891,000 before on-road costs. So up over the 900 mark.
Do you think, was there any comments on how the driver was driving? The learner? Was he at least obeying
the
rules?
No one could comment because no one could see it. He just flew past. Vroom!
This is Queensland's Price is Right.
Come on down! Producer Alicia in studio. And have you recovered from finding out our results from the good doctor yesterday?
I didn't need a recovery. I knew I was going to be the cleanest.
You were the cleanest.
Nobody had faith in me. I was the cleanest.
The cleanest of things that are communal. It was what was in your drink bottle.
Yeah,
that
but
was
we purposely
concerning.
Saved my moldy. I'm not getting into this.
Bronte's really delving in deep in our.
Interesting. Fecal coliforms.
I may be the filthiest, but I tell you what, I'm not in purgatory in the middle between the cleanest and the filthiest.
That's true. That's true. But you've cleaned out all the secondhand sites.
Yes.
Online. Got some things for us to try and guess.
Correct, correct. So, yeah, best of three. Who's selling what for what price secondhand?
Okay.
So first,
she just said that weird.
Yeah. I know. I'm just, my words aren't working.
It's because it's just full of fecal coliforms in there.
No comment. Richard from Mackay is selling this large taxidermied cane toad.
Oh, these are sick. You can buy these at the markets.
Yeah, so it's a cane toad holding a cane on a timber stand. And he said it'll suit someone with a good sense of humour.
Is that real?
Yeah, they're real. They get them, Bronte, they dry them out, they taxidermy them. Is that how you say it?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And often you can buy them, they'll put like a little drink. A little forex in their hand or something like that.
He's got a cane.
I feel like Richard thinks this is maybe a rarity.
Okay.
Richard, I got news for you, mate. I got news
seen him before?
Seen him before.
I said $35.
I said $20.
Nah,
but
Richard's selling it for $129.
Oh, Richard.
Richard. Sweet Richard. There's always one that we have to have a talk about.
I just grabbed a cane toad off the street and taxidermy it myself.
Richard, go to any market day.
So I think Bronte got that point.
$50, I'll be shocked.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's Bronte.
1 point to Bronte. Pete from the Sunshine Coast is selling this, in quotes, funky and cool.
Oh.
Giant 3D nose with an inbuilt speaker system.
This is a
gigantic wall-hanging nose made from fiberglass. He made it himself with a speaker system inside the nostrils. So in the nostrils, there's one sub and two speakers.
What's his name?
Pete.
Why, Pete?
Pete.
It is why?
Very impressive, though.
But a nose that plays music. Like, if it was an ear or something, I'd understand.
I just got to put the music on. Let me get in. Let me
my
put my whole
nose.
Body inside this nostril today.
I kind of like it.
So inside it, there's a 40-watt Logitech speaker system. So it's a pretty good speaker system in there as well.
You don't have to sell me on it. What did Bronte you say?
I put $200.
I put $150.
He's going for $550. So point to Clifford.
Oh,
but who knows? Like, what's a boombox nose worth? Who knows?
Well, who knows? He knows.
He knows. It's $550.
All right. Well, so this is the decider.
Point each for the win. Kate from Emerald is selling this Ollie the Elephant art project. It's only half finished. She started it. She can't bother finishing it.
Half is it?
It's basically built. It just needs painting. It's strong enough to sit on. Ooh. And it's on a little platform at the bottom, if you can see that.
Yeah.
So you can move it around quite easily. The trunk, this is what's interesting. The trunk and the tusks are adjustable. And if you pull its tail, his ears flap.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's pretty cool.
I know a few people like that as well, actually.
He's essentially an elephant made of cardboard boxes.
Yeah,
it looks like it. It does look like something you'd make in school, but she says it's for an artist. So
to pull the tail for the flapping
project.
Ears is very Dumbo-like, isn't
yeah.
it?
You just need to finish it off.
Oh, I don't know.
So for a half-finished art project that moves, how much do you think Kate is selling it for?
$60.
I wrote $100.
Kate's selling it for the win.
Yeah.
$100.
Oh my God.
Kate. I'll take it, I guess.
The elephant, you'll take it?
I don't know why, because I guessed exactly. I feel obliged
elephant
by that.
Elephant for Cliffo, nose for Bronco.
You got homework that now. I've got nothing to do with.
This is TikTok Tuesday.
A clip is going viral on everyone's favourite time-wasting app, TikTok, and this is a podcast recording that seemingly descended into a bit of chaos. And what's being blamed for the cause of this is the New Zealand accent, Cliffo. So this is what is being considered like another Yanni Laurel situation. You haven't heard this audio. No. Ideally, there should be two bits of audio over there. I haven't checked with you.
I've got one. Okay. So we're off to a great start.
Okay. You just play this and you tell me what you think this person says.
Okay. All right. I'm hitting play now. By the way, it was Laurel and it was a blue dress. Okay. Just getting that out there.
It's irrelevant.
All right. Okay. We're moving forward. This is the 2023 version. Yes. Here we go. Here's the audio.
What's the advice you give to your younger self?
Spend less time with the kids.
Spend less.
Less time with the kids.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you reckon he said?
So the interviewer says, what's your advice to your younger self? And the answer says, spend less time with your kids.
With your kids?
Which I'm going to say is horrible advice.
So that's what everyone thinks this
is that
person
what you're
is
hearing?
Saying. It's what I heard in the beginning. Let's hear it one
Should
more time.
Should we play again?
Yeah.
What's the advice you give to your younger self?
Spend less time with the kids.
Spend less.
Less time with the kids.
Spend less time with their kids.
So that's what this interviewer thought that person said.
Yeah, because he's shocked. He's like, spend less time.
Like, that's... he goes on in the interview to say, like, that's quite harsh information. Like, you're a parent. I wouldn't
Pretty
have thought
brazen.
You would say spend less time with your kids. And apparently, he's saying spend less time with dickheads.
Oh. Shall we play it one more time now to see if
we
spend less time with dickheads? I mean, that is good advice.
That's great advice.
What's the advice you give to your younger self?
Spend less time with the kids.
Spend less
time with the kids.
Isn't that
so
bizarre?
The obvious conundrum is, what if your kids are the dickheads in your life? For having a little listen to the Cliffo and Bronte podcast, we gift you
yes.
a free Alpha Bucks answer every day.
Here it is. It is delicious in its gift and also what the gift is.
Ooh,
unpack this delicious meringue.
Meringue. I'm a meringue fan.
I
love
think
a meringue.
Everyone is
you
a
reckon?
Meringue. You would hope so.
Oh, there's weird people out there, man.
Oh.
I went to work with a woman. She's like, I don't like chocolate. I'm like, I don't like the way
like
you approach. Yeah, I don't like the way you approach life.
Meringue, of course. Oh, a chocolate meringue.
Oof. M is your letter. Meringue, your free answer for listening to the Cliffo and Bronte podcast on Listener. It's hard when you have young kids, Bronte, who are growing up, because as they grow up, they begin to realize more and more that their parents are ridiculous humans and they begin to spot your flaws more and more. Because when they're young, you can hide that.
Of course. And then for the next, however long they're in your life, they'll be pointing those out forevermore.
I'm there with my daughter now who turns 9 next month.
I'm so
in a couple
sorry.
Of weeks,
you had a good run.
It's been a good 9 years, but I give up now. So thanks for listening, everyone. No, it's been interesting as Matilda gets older and starts to notice little things, little quirks.
Yeah.
And particularly some of my obsessive tendencies. And I said before, I'm a Virgo. I have a few obsessive tendencies.
Right.
I mean, you know, there's some. You come in every morning and my highlighters are in their spot.
Yes,
and my
yes.
notes are in their spot. And
you're very clean.
The remotes are all nice and straight.
Mm.
Well, I'm tidy. I'm not clean. That's
okay. Oh, yeah.
By the scientist in the studio yesterday. I get that on the Listener podcast. But I've put together a list of mine because I actually sat down and thought about this. And I've put down a list of my top 3 obsessive tendencies. It was number 3 that my daughter witnessed the other day and pulled me up on it.
Okay.
So here they are.
Number 3.
The microwave at our house always has to be set to 0. So if someone has microwaved something and a portion of time is left on the microwave, I have to go and hit the stop button, which resets it back to zero.
So if they've decided to stop it a bit early, maybe they've just opened the door and left like 13 seconds on the thing.
Yeah. So my like we freeze bread in our house, otherwise it goes bad.
Yes.
And my daughter defrosts her own bread and then she just hits the start button, but then stops it after like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
So I'm always coming back and hitting it back to zero. And she's like, why do you do that? And I said, because it's one of my obsessive tendencies.
Number two.
The kettle and the toaster have to be plugged into the electricity socket on their side. So the toaster in our house is on the left-hand side of the socket. The kettle is on the right-hand side.
Yeah.
And someone put them in the opposite sockets. And I saw that and I just went, no.
That's craziness. As in they like looped the cords.
They thank you. Yeah, the cords crossed over.
You live with some insane
people. I live with a crazy person.
Number one.
All right, my number one obsessive tendency. Don't, and you can't tell me I'm the only person that does this. The television volume has to be at an even number at all times or a multiple of five.
Okay, I don't do that because my volume is so tiny on the screen that I often can't see it. So I've just had to learn to let that one go.
So our volume, you can see it. Uh-huh. And I can't have it on like 17 or 15 or 13 or whatever. It has to be on, you know, 14 or 16 or 18. It has to be on an even number. But again, I will accept multiples of five. So 20, 25, 15.
What's like, going to happen if it's on 13? What will happen in your world?
I can't. I just may as well turn the show off. I can't. We can't concentrate.
I can't judge because when you said that you were going to be bringing this to the table, I did have a think about some of mine.
Because everyone's got one, right?
Oh, my God.
Everyone has one.
Absolutely, they do. And it's really challenged, I think, when you do live with people or you do, like, start having, like, I think I lived by myself for a really long time. And so these tendencies probably festered on their own. And now I've got
this would have
my
been
partner
hard when, Dylan was being
started coming over. Mine is if we are cooking or doing anything in my apartment, if I see any speck of dirt or food or a bit of hair on the floor, I have to stop what I'm doing
immediately
and go and pick it up and put it in the bin or get the vacuum out and vacuum. So we'll be having like full-on conversations over dinner. I'll look down and see that a bit of mince has fallen off onto the floor and I will stop having the conversation and go
you need
vacuum.
To get a dog, don't you?
We've got one.
I was going to say.
Doesn't fit in the apartment.
I was going to say, bolognese would be a real bitch for you. Because it spurts and splatters and.
I have to like, what? I just can't deal with any dirt or grime anywhere that I can see. I have to clean it up.
131060, give us a call. What is your obsessive tendency? Or feel free to throw a partner or loved one under the bus.
That's easier because you see them doing it. I think you don't realize you're doing it at the time.
So there's the microwave must be set at zero at my house. The kettle and the toaster have to be plugged in on their side of the socket.
Fair enough.
The television volume has to be at an even number or a multiple of five. And Bronte, mate, you don't want to cook bolognese with Bronte.
Don't let anything fall on the floor.
Stop.
Yep. Mid conversation.
Very long cooking times at Bronte's house. 131060. Lots coming through. Ryan is first up. Ryan, what is your obsessive tendency?
Mine is numbers, whether it be temperature or volume or anything like that.
Yeah.
So it has to be either multiples of five.
Same.
Or odd multiples of three. Not even, only odd multiples of three.
So three, six, nine, 12, etc.
No, not the evens, only the odd ones.
Oh, okay.
So yours is similar to mine with the television volume, but yours is even more mathematically complex.
That's impressive.
It does get a little unusual at times.
Ryan, what's wrong with us?
Yeah. Oh, let's not unpack that.
I just think we're more special than something being wrong.
Yeah. I'll go with that.
Whatever you have to tell yourself.
Thanks, Ryan. I think Bronte's right, though. I don't think we have the time to delve into our problems in this platform, Ryan. But 131060, Tammy's here. Tammy, what's your obsessive tendency?
Pegs in the washing line, they must be colour-coded. So two yellow, two green, they all need to be and then they must be in the same row as well. So you use all green, all yellow, all pink, all blue.
Oh, on the one line. God, it must be very visually aesthetic.
It's very pleasing, isn't it?
Exactly.
Tammy, I'm going to bring Luke into the conversation. Luke, is yours exactly the same as Tammy's? Because I know you do the pegs thing as well, or do you sort of have different rules?
Mine's the same thing as the first caller. Like, I got absolutely OCD on hanging clothes out. My parents like to be a pain in the butt, and I just swap them around.
They swap them around, yeah.
They're trying to get Luke out of his OCD.
Out of his ways.
Yes.
Luke, so are you the same? Like, it's not only, like, got to be two green, two blue and all that sort of stuff, but it also has to be on the same rows?
Yeah, and it's also got to be the same size pig as well.
Golly. So much to think about, Bronte.
I know. Imagine the rainbow of that laundry line.
Reese is here. Reese, what's your obsessive tendency?
It's my girlfriend's, actually, mate. She has to make the bed every night, like, hospital corners perfect.
What does that mean? As in, like, all tucked in on each corner?
Yeah, it's got to be, like, tucked in. If I'm, like, laying in bed before she gets in, she'll be, like, tell me to get out of bed so she can, like, remake it.
And hospital corners are the worst because they actually, like, tuck it in really tight.
Yeah.
Feel like you're being strangled, Reese.
Yeah, it's wild. I usually like to have, like, a leg out, but she's like, nah, fix that.
And that's also so the demon under the bed doesn't get you, Reese.
Yeah,
I get
the monsters,
that.
Reese. Yeah, come on, mate. You gotta fight. Can you beat Bronte? Need to ask you some questions. $300 on the line today. Mark is here, a rebuilder of classic cars.
Ooh.
Mark, did you hear this story before seven of the teenager who drove a $900,000 Lamborghini with L plates out of a high school in Melbourne?
Yeah, certainly did. Lucky boy or lucky girl.
What was your first car, Mark?
65 Morris Mini.
Morris Mini.
Mini?
Yeah, right up there with a...
What was yours again?
900K Lamborghini. Mine was a Holden Gemini. A 1996 Holden Gemini.
Nice.
With a no smoking sticker on top of the mirror.
And did you follow that?
I was so cool. Oh, yeah, mate.
Good.
Goody two shoes.
Very good.
Anyway, Marky Mark, $300 cash on the line. Can you hear us loud and clear, mate?
Yep, so yep. Again.
Beautiful.
Right.
All right, we're going to put Bronte in the soundproof booth. And for you, Mark, we're going to put 30 seconds on the clock, mate. You good to go?
Yep, certainly.
Good luck. Your time starts now. What is the name of the main character in the Netflix series You?
Joe.
What is 47 doubled?
94.
What ingredients make up the Powerpuff Girls?
Rice bubbles.
What does the Roman numeral X stand for?
10.
Kung Fu originates from which country?
China.
Okay, with 4 seconds to spare, mate.
Sweet.
That's pretty good. All right.
Yep.
No complaints there?
Nah.
All right, let's get Bronte back in. We'll put the same 30 seconds on the clock. Same 5 questions.
Hello.
I did say to Bronte before, Mark, I thought they were an appropriate level of question for a Tuesday.
For a Tuesday and for 300.
And for 300,
Okay.
That's it. Okay.
Mark,
you wait there, Mark.
Clever.
Yeah.
Low-key clever.
Yeah.
It's the quiet ones you got to be mindful of, right?
Yeah.
Don't let it phase you out.
Okay, you know, I got to focus. I get phased out.
30 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now, Langus. What is the name of the main character in the Netflix series You?
Joe.
What is 47 doubled?
114.
What ingredients make up the Powerpuff Girls?
Sugar, spice and everything nice.
What does the Roman numeral X stand for?
10.
Kung Fu originates from which country?
Japan.
Okay. With about 6 seconds to spare.
Oh, I should have used
it. Pretty good, right? Producer Alicia, how did we go? I sense a bit of doubt in Bronte's voice.
Yeah, she sounds not confident today. Where's the confidence?
I don't feel well today.
The jackpot gets higher, the confidence gets lower.
So Joe is the main character in You. Both of you got that one correct. 47 doubled is 94. I don't know where you pulled 114 from, Bronte.
I know, I'm so bad at maths.
The ingredients that make up the Powerpuff Girls. Mark said rice bubbles, but the correct answer is sugar, spice and everything nice.
I love it.
Sorry, did Mark get the maths one right? I missed that.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
He got that right. Okay,
yeah, clever.
Cool.
Roman numeral X stands for 10. Both of you got that one correct. And Kung Fu originates in China, not Japan. Oh. Which Mark got correct.
Oh.
Which means Mark got 4.
No.
Points. Once you got 3.
Mark is dead. Oh.
Marky Mark. What?
You gotta afford that Lamborghini now, Mark.
What's the $300 going towards? Okay, I'm okay with that. I'm all right with that. Take her somewhere nice.
Good on you, Mark. Thanks for having a crack at it, mate.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks for that.
Yeah, $50. Tomorrow.
God.
Middle of the week, $50.
Don't make me feel worse than I already do.
Your chance to win $50. How great is that?
Celebrity chef, former MasterChef judge Matt Preston is making news this morning, Cliffo, for revealing a seemingly controversial secret ingredient that he has revealed he puts into a winter staple.
This is the cravat guy?
It is the cravat guy.
I like cravat guy.
He's very nice. I think he's kind of maintained a similar level despite not being on MasterChef for the last couple of years. And he has revealed the secret to his perfect roast pumpkin soup. He claims that if you want to add extra creaminess to the dish and balance what is already a pretty strong savory taste, he says that you should add some Granny Smith apples.
Oh.
Yeah.
What a win.
So he said,
I like that idea.
Butternut, pumpkins, red onion, garlic, cloves, vegetable stock, olive oil, nutmeg, and cinnamon. And
all
then
the standard stuff.
If you really want to pack a punch and make it creamy, you should add some Granny Smith apples.
That'd add a bit of sweetness to it as well, too. Because that's my wife will often add
apple to
a salad.
Oh,
to add a little bit of sweetness.
I do like a little bit of apple in a salad.
Rated highly.
But I thought this is a good platform for people to, I know some people are very protective about their secret ingredients, but I don't know how to cook. I'm really bad at it. I know you're very good at it. And I want to know.
Oh, look. I'm at the level to keep children alive.
Hey, you're already doing better than me. 131060, what is your secret ingredient? What is something extra that you put into any one of your dishes? Maybe it's a tradition passed down for generations and you want to share it with the world.
Give us your secret ingredient.
Give it to us.
I like it. Can I give you someone else's?
Please.
This person, they're not so secret about it because they've got hundreds of thousands of followers on socials, but look, it's their ingredient. I've never heard of it before. It was their secret ingredient until they put it out on their platforms. But essentially, that's what we're asking everyone to do today.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Nats What I Reckon?
I have, yes.
Yeah, tattooed guy.
Yeah.
Looks like a punk rocker or whatever, but does amazing cooking in the kitchen.
Mm.
Became very popular online during the pandemic. Nat puts milk into his spaghetti bolognese.
Oh.
And claims that it, again, just bulks it up a little bit, adds, like you say, with the apples, a bit of creaminess. But he always puts a good glug of milk into the bolognese and will just, like, fight, like, defend it to the death.
Look, and that's what this is for. You might think it is crazy talk, but you've got the evidence to back it up. A secret ingredient that just elevates a dish to the next level.
131060 dies first. Di, what's your secret ingredient?
Well, I don't know if it's that secret because it's a Jamie Oliver tip. So, first of all, is anchovies that he uses a lot with pasta sauce. So you cut up the onion and fry it in oil, and then maybe, two or three anchovy pieces. It just gives it some saltiness. So I use that as a base for my tomato pasta sauce.
Lovely. Yeah.
What was the other? What's the tomato soup one? Give us that one.
Yeah, so it's just balsamic vinegar. So it just gives it some tang. So after you roast the tomatoes and the red onion, once when you sort of whiz it up, you just do heaps of balsamic vinegar.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's always a winner. I always get lots of compliments on that one when I make it.
That sounds... I drink balsamic vinegar.
I'm going to put it out there. I think you lost me with the anchovies dye, but you won me back with the balsamic.
We'll be over for dinner.
Michael's here. What's your secret ingredient?
Vegemite and pawpaw and mango chutney.
Oh, what?
And what do you put it in?
You put them in stews, casseroles, your shepherd's pies, cottage pies.
Ooh, what was it? Vegemite, pawpaw, and
mango chutney.
Okay, look,
that's a little bit. Just throw it all in there, Michael.
Whatever was in Michael's cabinet.
Carissa, what's your secret ingredient?
Moroccan spice in any of your like oven cooked, you know, like your vegetables, roast vegetables, or
that'd be nice.
Your chips and things like that. Yeah. But yeah, no, it elevates it to a whole new level. It's absolutely delicious.
Yeah. Sounds good. Anything that makes veggies taste better.
Yeah, any of that just master foods, Moroccan seasoning or whatever would do the job there. Yummy. Kaylee, we'll end on you. What's your secret ingredient?
So it's not me, it's my mum.
Mm-hmm.
And she puts seafood in her meat. Sorry.
It's all right.
Don't worry. Kaylee, don't worry about it.
Just Kaylee. Sour cream. It's just Cliff Albronny. We're all good. What does she put sour cream in?
In her mee goreng noodles.
Sour cream in mee goreng noodles. You know what?
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything that's ever been made that's not improved with the addition of sour cream, am I right?
It literally makes like a mee goreng laksa.
Oh. Should we go?
Bronte's got to go, guys. Gotta go.
There are times that I lose it a little bit and maybe my best version of myself isn't presented. I try to especially do that in the case of when I go out to breakfast and things and have dinner with my partner Dylan's parents, because we've been together around 6 months, still relatively new.
I feel like the putting your best foot forward for the in-laws.
Yeah.
It never really goes away.
No. You always want to be lovable, and you want them to think that you're a good partner for them, a good match. And I think I did pretty well.
Unfortunately, my in-laws, they got the beautiful Michelle, their daughter, and me.
I think I might now be in that category because I messed up over the weekend badly. I let slip and the real Bronte came out in front of my partner's parents.
Under no circumstances do we want them to see the real Bronte.
No, no one does. But they did. So we were going out to brekkie in town, and I don't know about you, but like I very rarely book to go out to brekkie.
To brekkie?
Yeah.
Never.
No. You just kind of, you rock up, you're happy to wait, or if there is a table, you grab the table, but...
Mother's Day, Father's Day?
Absolutely.
Maybe, but if it's just regular old run-of-the-mill Sunday, no.
9:30, even like super early or right on brunch time. Mm. Went to this place we had never been before. We could see there was a few empty tables at the front, but we went inside and could see that there was a table that had a reserve sign, but the booking was 9:15. It was already 9:30. So we go in and we chat to this girl and we're like, oh, is there a table for four? And doesn't even look in the system, but she just goes, did you book? And we said, no, we didn't. We just thought we'd try our luck. And she said, well, I would suggest if you want to come in for breakfast on the busiest day of the week that you use our online booking system. And
Why am I getting into it?
Because
I have no skin in this game at all.
I think you, like me, do not appreciate customer service like that.
No. I just don't speak to other people like that in general, but particularly if you want them to come back to a business.
Yeah.
You know, like,
Never will go back to that place. And as you can tell, still upset about it 2 days later, walked out of that cafe swearing my head off. And like, I'm not much of a swearer in everyday life.
And this is in front of the in-laws.
So I was just like, I could not, like the Gold Coast girl in me came out. Like from also New Jersey, because it was just so, I was so rude and I felt terrible, but I was so angry. Like it just brought out something in me.
Yeah.
And so they've now gone on this 5-day holiday. They didn't have it booked originally. I think they just need a bit of time away from me.
We need to chill out after that whole Bronte episode.
That was the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.